I would like to call to order the Aurora Historic Review Board Tuesday the 28th at 7 o'clock. May we have roll call?
Sure. Chair John Keel.
Here.
Co-chair Julie Sixpiller.
Here.
Member Richard Goddard.
Here.
Okay. We have no visitors unless you folks want to ask a question or something. Okay. The agenda for April 23rd, 2024, do we have any corrections on that?
Not that I saw.
Okay. I didn't either.
Did you see anything, Rich?
Okay. Can I have a motion to accept the agenda?
Do we accept the agendas? Or I'm sorry, the minutes on April
23rd. Yeah, minutes. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, move that we approve the consent agenda as presented.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. We have no correspondence, and you are first on our list. This is for the Christ Lutheran Church handrail application at 15029 and 15069 Second Street. Okay. What I want to bring up before we get into the discussion is under the design guide for churches, it does state that the Lutheran Church was completely changed in 1950 and bears no resemblance to its original size or style. So that we might want to take into consideration. Okay.
Well, I know that when it comes to fencing, one of the things that was changed, I know this is railings, but when the codes were changed for the fencing, the powder coated black was allowed for fencing, so therefore it would seem that you would allow it for railings as well.
Yeah.
The only thing I was concerned about, but I see there's a notation here, is that the decorative portion will not be on.
Will not be on. It'll be just a simple plain.
Okay.
Rail. Yeah, he told me that. Yeah. So.
Yeah, and I think there's like it's handwritten here.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to verify that.
We're not going for any gingerbread.
We talked about that, huh?
This
he was very okay. Any questions for them? Any concerns?
Okay. No.
And may I have a motion to accept the application for the railing at the Christ Lutheran Church? Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 How's that for simple?
Stuart, if all government worked out well. It's a thank you,
sir,
very much.
Yeah.
For safety's sake, we really are looking forward to getting those rails back in. Uh-huh. We were a little slow getting this process done.
So. Yeah. Well, you did your homework.
Yeah.
And
then,
yeah.
Thank you for
then
that.
He came over to see me and we went through. We said, yep, this is going to work.
Good.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Thank you guys very, very much.
You're welcome.
Have a great evening.
Yes. See, wasn't that exciting?
Yeah. Aren't you glad you got up?
I was home for a few days and I said, I want to go.
That's
you know, I was on the.
You're better than the hospital.
Yeah, you just want to go anywhere after that, right?
That's exactly right.
And I thought, oh, this will be fun.
Oh, you were on the board for 11 years? Oh, wonderful.
City Council. Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Nice.
If it's the rule in Aurora, if you live here long enough, you're on some kind of a board.
No kidding.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
And then you guys will send something to me by email?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Design guide project landscaping. Did you get, you guys all got that response from the attorney?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You want to talk about it? Yeah, there's not a lot we can do as a board, except maybe if they do decide to make, what you call it, an adjustment or make a. My brain is out to lunch. Not, yeah, not necessarily. A concession to it. I would want them to maybe. Talk to us about what it would look like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It seems to me like if you try hard enough, you'll always be able to find some reason to not enforce the language that we have in the code. And if that weakness is there, then let's address the weakness in the code.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's a reason to not enforce what we have.
Yeah.
And maybe what it takes is for the city council to hear enough from local residents about the eyesore we have across the street and they'd be inclined to take some
action.
Take some action.
Another attorney, attorneys. They've been fighting that since he started his new building.
Yeah. I mean,
so it's just like,
yeah. And, you know, I mean, to me, like trying to debate whether or not there's one frontage or three, I mean, it doesn't seem to be that unclear to me, but
for here,
that's just for here. For across.
Do you think this is the frontage?
I think it is.
The entrance is on the front on the highway.
It's one of two places. This is more clearly given the flat, you know, given how it's so, you know, whatever that's called, bilateral. I know it is in Spanish. Sorry. It's flat, basically. It's flat to the street, the parking lot. So there's no, so it's like, well, this is more clearly the ingress, egress to a street. And so that's the conclusion, but it's debatable. And therefore, we're in this circular kind of never ending. You know,
well, it's just basically if you just don't feel like complying and you've got the money to pay an attorney, then you're just going to, you're going to wear the city out.
Yeah. Well, that seems to be the conclusion.
With
that's
this.
The conclusion I would prefer that.
Exactly.
A code update. It's kind of what it is. And I did ask about a time frame and can we, you know, clarity and code? Is there an end? He explained as much as he could, but we're still kind of at the same juncture as we were months ago. And, you know, without really a whole lot. I mean, there things have moved around. There's been some massage therapy to a lot next door, but
yeah, we moved some of it too.
A lot of
we probably need to look into having some language in there that when we're talking about rewriting some stuff to get approved through city council, it's something that's regardless of if it's visible, it can't be an eyesore. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the quick down dirty way of saying it. There's going to be a better legal way of saying it in a code, but it doesn't matter where your driveway is, what this is, what it is. If it's still visible from the street or visible from any area of the historic district.
Yeah. And it's
an eyesore, or, you know, it's not being used for the intended purposes, then it's a no-go.
Yeah.
Because that's not a storage lot. It's a business, and that's the back part of a business.
Yeah.
It's just the business is vacant, or, you know, the building's not being used right now. So
it's where they have all their electrical work done.
So yeah, we just need to kind of find where we need to plug things like that in and plug it in.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
And maybe that's, you know, another issue too, is just that we've got this sort of what appears to be effectively an abandoned, you know, maybe they're using it for something, but it's not really contributing to the district, in my opinion, in any significant way. So.
Yeah.
But it seems like, you know, whatever the interpretation is, you know, part of what I hope we can accomplish is that it is applied equally, regardless of.
I don't disagree.
Who's asking?
Yeah. Yeah. It also affects, if you're talking about screening. That wouldn't apply. It's what people can have on their property in the downtown district, on the porches, and anything else would have to be on the side or the back. So,
well, that's the argument, though.
Is this the back or is this the side?
They're saying, well, is it back? It can be like that. That's why I was saying there needs to be something in here then that is changed that says regardless.
Yeah.
Is this property, it's not in the historic district. I don't think so.
And I've seen other examples where, you know, there are limits to like a percentage of inventory that can be displayed outside.
Yes. Yes.
And I can't think of any examples in downtown where, you know, the amount of inventory that's displayed outside would it be in any way significant compared to what is inside.
Well,
this is very different.
And there was temporarily, there was the one business that had all of a sudden had big tables out front with umbrellas. It's like all of a sudden, and it just took Jen walking over and talking to him and it was taken care of. But then again, if it was someone who had an attorney and a lot of money, they might go, well, too bad, and then just leave it like that.
Yeah. Well, they were the owners, but it was being rented by this gal who was messing it up. So they just told her that it needed to be fixed, and it got fixed. So, but yeah, we don't have a lot of problems with that in downtown. We don't have a lot of problems like this, period, when you think about it. It's kind of
Well, as long as we're on that subject. Wood and Rose.
Oh, dear God.
So they're not in the historic district, but they're, wouldn't they be in the kind of in the gateway, like the storage place?
Gateway, kind of.
Like are Ottaway? They?
I don't know if Ottaway is the gateway or if it's
prior to this.
Prior
by the coffee shop.
Yeah.
Coffee stand.
Because now they have a big white tent out front.
Oh, yeah. It's just.
Oh, they have.
It keeps growing.
Well, I mean, they did just have stuff out front, but now it's all the stuff. Plus, they have a chalkboard sign on 99, kind of before White Rabbit, that's saying like Wooden Rose, like to make, yeah. But it's with colored chalk.
We have no control over that.
Because it's
outside of the historic district.
We have no control. Because it isn't, it's not historic property.
But I don't know.
The city might be
it's,
able
to. I was going
to
say it's on the.
Like right away.
Well, yeah. it should, if it's going to come from anybody, it should come from city council because we don't have the authority.
You know, through traffic.
No, like, she.
But traffic.
Well, I mean, it's on the side, but it's on the. Well, I don't even know whose property it is, so I don't even know if they have permission from the property owner to have it there.
They, I don't know.
I'll have to snap a picture of it, and then show it to you. So you
very well be on city property. In that, like that planter area, but is maintained by the owner. No, I don't know.
It's a building. It's a big. You know where Chug Coffee is.
No, I'm talking about their sign.
Yeah, the sign.
Sign is on 99 as you're heading south, but before you get to their store.
Yeah, is it?
Just saying, like, keep on going. Wooden Rose is up here somewhere.
On the right hand side of the. Like,
which would exceed their signage. Their sign. Well, because I'm sure the city has its own sign rules, regardless of whether in the historic district, every city has sign rules.
Yeah.
Well,
so
through those, it's okay.
You know, but anyway, so I was just wondering because now she's got this big white tent. It's not like a pop-up tent with open sides. It's got closed sides.
But that was
with
for
the windows in
weekend.
Them.
She took it down.
Oh, it was there today.
It was?
Yeah, it was there when I came back from my physical therapy at 3:00.
Oh, okay.
So maybe she's just slow at getting it down?
Maybe. I mean, they would probably did it because South End Antiques, which is right next door.
Right. Well, they
had
just
their
had
big three-day anniversary thing, and there were tents everywhere. So,
okay, because I was just concerned because of the growing amount of stuff she's got outside.
She's also somebody's in the back too with more crap.
I drove by it every day, so
see if it's still there.
Yeah.
She wanted to do at the front end of the building. The problem with putting a garden shed there is that it precludes parking, and it's close enough that it doesn't give any kind of a buffer between the sidewalk and the, you know, when you open the doors up or whatever he was planning on getting. So it was just, and it was blocking the, you know, it was blocking the front of the building. It was just, you know, you couldn't really do that. And we had to shut that idea down, but this is kind of like what's defaulting to the alternative as a way to kind of deal with the overflow. She couldn't get the back end lease. So there's somebody else got that before her, so she didn't have anywhere to deal with all her stuff. I mean, sort of put it, but it's now spilling over into the front and starting to look like.
Well, that was my concern because you're coming into town, and I realize that even like small town storage is not in the historic district, but it's kind of in the gateway of, you know, when you're entering into.
Yeah, and he was required
to do a lot of stuff, and he came to our meeting, and you know, we gave suggestions. I mean, that was before, and he actually did those things, and he made such a good effort, even though technically he didn't have to do some of that stuff. And then right across from him now is like, well, I did all the stuff to fit in, to look good, so that when people drove into your town, you know, and then I look across the street and it
Looks like.
And it looks really bad. So.
So you get the impression that this tent is going to remain? I mean,
I don't know that I've even seen a tent, honestly. Okay.
Well, maybe it was part of her weekend thing, but
I think we'll have to look. I'll have to just pass by and see what it, I mean, if it's going to stay or and just call her up, I can give her a call.
She might be one of those people, though, that
once double check to make sure
she was able to do it, fill up. Yeah. And then it's like, well, now that it's up, I'm just going to see.
Yeah. She, it looks like a garage sale out front.
Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. not. And then she has stuff in the back now. Or there's another business back there.
There is. Yeah.
A different garbagey, crummy place that's,
yeah. Yeah, because there were a couple.
Well, it looked like a salon or something was going in there. There was a salon going in.
Yeah, different kind of business.
But. Yeah, totally different kind of business. But so there's hers and then Chug has their office. I don't know if Chug gave up their office.
They gave it up.
Okay, well then what I saw was a salon going in.
And then behind her, there was more stuff out there.
Hmm.
It said trash and junk sign. I went, I'm going to go over there.
Well, maybe she took the tent down. Maybe maybe it's coming down tomorrow, or maybe it came down after 3:00 when I drove by.
I'll find out. I'll go.
Yeah, maybe she was waiting for someone to get off work and come help her take the tent down or something. Who knows? Or for her business day to close.
She's on. She's joined the ACVA, which just blew me away.
Well, that's nice, though.
Well, yeah, no.
Anyway. More dues, more fees.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, okay. Do we have any specific things on landscaping that we should talk about?
I looked and looked, and I still haven't found this retaining wall thing that was
vague. I know.
And I know it was there.
I know. Well,
so
yeah.
Now as my last resort, I'm probably going to get in touch with Mercedes, ask her if she still has anything on her computer.
Oh, good idea.
With the stuff that she had, and then ask her if she does, if she could email me some stuff so I could look at it.
Yeah. Email everybody.
What we did on the last iteration of what we talked about, where it got all culminated and what effectively got put into the code. Like code amendments, and
this was,
it was like a spreadsheet type of style.
Yeah,
but it wouldn't be the final one because the final one doesn't have it in there.
She's when we were talking this, she said this is an area that you'll want to look at later because we need to be more specific. And that was the retaining wall.
Yeah,
she might be able to pinpoint it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So I'll ask her because I have to talk to her about some other stuff too.
Okay.
Are you talking about like walls for landscape screens, those kind of retaining walls? Like how they what part of the retaining wall were you looking for?
There was something really vague. It said something about it. Did it have a height thing in there?
All I could find is that it should be measured from the actual grade of the adjoining property. I don't know if that's what you're talking about, but I assume it's the height of the wall.
What's that under?
It's under 1744.
I don't think
040G.
040?
I don't think that was it.
Buffering screening of 40G.
Yeah, it wasn't that. It was more like,
yeah.
No, that wasn't it. It had more to do like with the.
Is that the new 2020?
No, this is the one.
Okay.
But that's why I thought maybe it was.
It actually had something in there about, and it was more like the retaining walls at my house. This like decorative retaining wall. Well, I guess they had a purpose too, but it was more about something like that. And it had some language in there, but
anything to do with like the adjacent property?
It wasn't anything about the adjacent property.
Okay.
And it was the reason why Mercedes was even saying that she thought it was really vague was, and we were saying it, but then she was saying it too, was because it had something to do with the way it was written. It was very subjective. It was kind of like, here's kind of what we're thinking about the retaining walls, but it, you know, you might have a specific thing, but made it sound like, but if we don't like it, we're just going to say no.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, but it was more like, it was very, it was so subjective. And it's like, no, people need clear guidelines on their retaining walls.
Under applicability, under 1704050, it says construction or demolition of retaining walls.
Yeah, I read that. Yeah, that wasn't it.
But it doesn't give us anything. It just.
Yeah. But maybe that was part of it too. It doesn't give me, so it's like, well, we want to build a 5-foot retaining wall, you know, like back on our property. So it's not a fence. It's not, so it can be more than 4 feet because it's not, we're not talking about fence. We're talking about retaining. And then we go, oh, well, no, you can't do it. Well, show me where it says I can't do that. You know, yeah,
maybe we,
because we don't want you to.
It needs a formula of some kind.
Yeah.
So we need to come up with a formula. But yeah, if we could get information from Mercedes, that would be helpful.
Yeah, I have to set up a time to get together with her. So I'll ask her about that. We'll find a set up a time.
All right. That sounds good.
Okay.
Anything else we want to discuss for that?
Well, we were supposed to have signs on the agenda tonight, but I think it got bounced off because the retaining wall moved forward.
Yeah.
I know some of us are ready to talk about signs. So if we have time to talk about it at least a little bit.
Yeah, we can put it on the agenda for the next meeting.
Well, we'll cancel the next meeting probably.
Or the one after that. I don't know how time sensitive it is, but
okay. Are you ready to talk about signs tonight or?
We can, or we don't have to. I mean,
do you have notes on anything that
I do not? The only thing, when we're talking about temporary signs and banners, that needs to be explained better. And we need to, I know it says civic and community events 30 days before and down the next day signage, and it doesn't have to be approved by HRB. And then an individual is like what she does at the American Legion Hall would be is 15 days up ahead of time and down within one day.
Okay, but
so
does it say that now?
It does, but when you say civic and community, to me that's confusing. The only thing we have that's community is Aurora Colony Days.
Mm-hmm.
So what would civic be? What's the difference?
So it needs to be more about if they're doing like a one-time special event at their store.
Yeah, that's very specific what they can do.
Yeah.
So that's
be like 4th of July.
Like a holiday thing or a government-hosted thing.
That's not civic. If you're through,
I mean, civic education, when I think of that.
Yeah, because you think of civics class. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fire education.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know that we've got a great definition. It's kind of, it's a little fuzzy. And then we were running into this with that specific example of the Legion Hall. And what are those events?
And that's
it. Is it a narrow private interest?
It's a private interest. Here it is. Wild Horse Antiques is who puts these on, and that's Lisa Hand. And she had on Facebook historical teas and events, buy ticket at Wild Horse Antiques. That is her event. It is not a community event.
Mm-mm.
Period.
Well, the flea market, there's not a community event.
It's not.
The community is invited, but it's not a community event.
It's not a community event.
It's a private enterprise.
Exactly. And they can use banners or A-frames or whatever they want on the property, not all the way down the highway. So, yeah. So you and I need to sit down and do a letter for her.
But even banners.
It says banners are fine.
Right, but that's for, like you were saying, it's for just so many days ahead.
Mm-hmm. Her events are the same every year. She does a Victorian tea, she does a Victorian fair, and then, of course, the flea market, which is mostly her stuff anyway.
But if she's, the flea market, isn't that every weekend?
During first Saturday.
Just the first Saturday. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, okay.
First Saturday. So
maybe we could kind of noodle some ideas about how we can
word that
language clearer.
Something for that.
On the temporary.
It just says not private or non-profit
Yeah, or you add a definition of what a community event is in
It's
definitions, because we don't have right now a community event in the definition.
Something for the entire community, or you know, something that is hosted by the entire business community. That could be like a that would be like a community event versus a civic event. Civic being the one event we do annually to just define it.
Well, right. Yeah. So a civic event, like maybe we should add that to the definitions.
It's in there. So,
it is
community and civic.
Well, in the definitions.
Yeah. Well, maybe not
defining, but
in the term means.
What is civic?
It is a definition. Yeah.
That's kind of
we've got a reference point. Mm-hmm. Right now, it's kind of whoever wants to define it, however. And
mm-hmm.
Right. That's it.
I don't have really an outlet. I can mm-hmm. try to explain it, but you have to just black and white it into the definition section, and that way.
Okay.
Nobody can dispute the definition. It's right there.
Mm-hmm.
Or dispute like my own creative way of referencing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
I think that's just generally a good practice too. Like if you're referring to those kinds of terms in the language, the body of the language, that it's probably good to have this mm-hmm. definition up front.
Yeah, I don't know that we do. Yes, I know somewhere in here.
What defines city or civic?
It defines banner, which seems kind of strange.
Right, that's in there.
Yeah.
Flag is in there.
Banner means a temporary. Yeah, it just says what it is. A single event of civic or business nature. That's not right. Civic or individual, maybe. I don't know, but I think it needs to be clarified.
Or civic meaning everyone. Yeah. I mean, because it's an either or, so community is almost synonymous is the way it's set up. It appears so whether it's community or civic, the same
mm-hmm.
versus a private, one off. Mm-hmm. Affecting a single business or a single interest.
Yeah, if it's a business
community. The whole community is not invited to the Legion Hall for X event under the umbrella of Wild Horse Antiques.
Yeah.
So, just.
Okay.
So
that's something we need to clarify.
And we'll send that letter out too, just like the other letters.
Well, I mean, a community event would be a community sponsored event. So it's like when you're talking about the only one we have being Aurora Colony Days, it's a community sponsored event.
Yes.
And then in parentheses, it's like,
that's a good way to put it.
Under direction of, any event under the direction of the Aurora City Council or something.
Yeah. Maybe like the city is spending money or resources to support.
They are.
Something like that.
Do something that's tied to ACDA. As a business community,
Don't do that.
There's the issue of the signage as it relates to those events, where like the wine and chocolate event and license to be able to put up your signs in a temporary
right.
fashion, and it's tied to that idea.
It's
that,
the whole
if it's an event, an ACVA sponsored event,
yes, that would be a community. Well,
where it's where
that's not a community event.
It's not a community.
It's not a community. No. ACVA sponsored is not community. So no. that's what Stuart is saying. If we have
define a separate category for business community where everybody purpose everybody's invited.
I think
to,
so because you've got this. Here's a community event that's sponsored by the city council. Basically, you've got events that are ACVA sponsored. Which would be like the wine and chocolate and all that. And then that helps you with the Hurt Lisa and then you have events that are an individual alone event.
Yeah. So we're giving an example.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. And so then it's easy to kind of understand because you have defined clearly. And so then when she's like, oh, well, what about, well, no, see, that's
your business.
Sponsored by ACVA. And then you can understand, but this one is just me mm-hmm. doing this. So, okay, I guess I can't do the same thing that they do for wine and chocolate and this and that. And
she's not part of ACBA either. So,
Well, but even if she was, that doesn't apply to her.
It doesn't matter.
Because it's not a ACBA sponsored.
Right.
Her flea market is not an ACBA sponsored event.
It's like what Three Daisies does for Christmas. Mm-hmm. They have their own.
That's their own event. Yeah.
And they usually do it online. I mean, that's how they advertise.
But your ACBA sponsored events are things like
Wine and Chocolate.
And the September 14th and the August 10th and the July, whatever that July date is, you know, those outdoor fairs. And
right. And that's an ACBA event.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah. So we need to kind of try to come up with some ideas for the language.
So are you thinking maybe we'll set aside an agenda item at a future meeting to kind of dig in deeper to the sign, the balance of the sign?
Code. Yeah.
Okay. We put it on July.
July.
Mm-hmm. Just definitely that.
The only reason I'm asking is just so I could sort of prepare it ahead of time.
An individual.
Mm-hmm.
Type up notes or whatever makes mm-hmm. it easy for the group.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you can set it up and after the fashion that Mercedes done in a spreadsheet and we can just type right into that and have that queued so that anything we discuss just rolls forward to the next meeting in that spreadsheet. Look of okay, here's our current code, here's proposed changes, and mm-hmm. here's questions we have that we can maybe loop in Mercedes to, or you know, we can just
she was such a huge help.
Yeah, I think we'll be able to come up with some good, like a good jumping off point though before we involve Mercedes.
Yeah,
no,
absolutely, and get her opinion.
Have something you can share mm-hmm. with her, but you've got it all.
Here's the wording we've kind of thought of in our noodling.
Forward, so you don't have to go back and reread mm-hmm. meeting minutes to try to figure out what
mm-hmm. exactly. Yeah, it's just in one place, and we can not just for science, but everything mm-hmm. to the finish line.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're looking ACBA events, city sponsored events, and individual events, pretty much, right?
And maybe add some definitions or
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All righty. HRB membership recruitment. I left a message. I told you for Karina. She didn't call me back. I left another message last night and she texted me, yesterday morning. She texted me yesterday and said, I'm so sorry. I just got back from Scotland. I am major jet lagged. I promise I'll call you in the next couple of days. Okay. So we should hear from her this week.
Okay.
I was talking to Tina across the street and Kimberly, who we've talked about, the one that lives across from the museum.
Mm-hmm.
She told Tina she would really like to get involved in the city. So Tina called her and gave her my number and my name for HRB. So we'll see if that comes through too.
Well, she lives in a historic house. So
yeah, and they did a great job. They really did a great job. So yeah. So anyway, that's potential.
Okay.
Is that the White House?
On the corner?
Yeah,
right across the museum. Yeah, they did a lot of work on that place. Okay. Code enforcement in the historic district. Done.
Yeah.
Done. Okay. All right. Anything else that we want to discuss tonight before we adjourn the meeting?
What about the CLG grant update?
Oh, yeah. There's information's in there.
So does this mean they've actually come up with the money? Or they're anticipating that they need to come up with that.
They need to.
So they need to come up with the 24/7/25 plus the contingency.
Yeah, it's a lesser amount, but they still need to come up with something.
Like almost $30,000.
Well, they were going for what they put on the museum.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And now they're going to do the black
group. Just to replace light for light. So it's a lesser expensive
mm-hmm.
Option than what they had, the cedar product that goes for a lot longer, but they're wanting to get it covered and deal with any damage that's underneath the current roof, prevent it from leaking, that kind of thing. So that's the one project. And then then Mayor Asher's as well.
Well, so they have to come up with the almost $30,000 then. Well,
yeah. More than that.
They've gone out for $8,000 and then $1,000 amount. So between our amount and their amount and whatever it may shake out, until you pull a roof off, there may be some additional expense there.
Okay.
It's going to be, but it's in pretty poor condition. So, but that's at least an estimate for what has been looked at to date.
They haven't gotten the grant yet, though. This is what they're okay.
No, but it's I mean they're going for it, and we will see. So
okay.
Oh no, they have to come up with
30,000.
Well,
more than that.
29. Well, it looks like there's 32,000 in matching funds.
Well, that's the total of what they broke down. The grant. So they're in the matching funds. So they must have to do a matching funds. Do they have to do matching funds for the Preserve Oregon grant too? Or just for the
looks like
CLG grant?
CLG grant has no matching funds.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so then.
And I think it's just a straight over grant. I don't think that they have to come up with anything.
Okay. Yeah. So they need this amount, the 7,500, the 24,725. That is that breakdown of the matching funds, 32,506.70.
Right.
So they need to come up with $37,000 is what they need to come up with.
Yeah.
Well, really?
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at this as they need the 24,725 plus the 5,000 is.
Oh, yeah. So yeah.
Isn't
yeah.
it the city of Aurora?
But I guess I'm counting the 7,500 still, I guess, because it's not a sure thing. Because they can't have that 7,500 unless they come up with all the other money.
I thought it was more than 7,500.
Yeah, it is.
It's like 11,000.
Yeah, I thought they got another 1,500 or something, didn't they?
Yeah.
Oh, that is the CLG grant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah. But until they actually get all the other money, their project still...
It's in limbo.
Yeah.
That's why we need to think about if they can't do it. Another project that could be take that money so we don't lose it.
Well, also that came to our attention. How did that come to our attention? The people that are in that, the little black dog. In the Oxagon building, that historic Oxagon building down in the park.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So that roof leaks, and because the museum can't fix it,
she's leaving.
They have to vacate their business.
I didn't realize that had historical significance.
Yeah. Nobody knows what it was used for.
With the barn in the back. Is that the same property?
No, the little octagon building that's across from the public restrooms downtown. It's behind the big...
Yeah.
No, it has no heat. It has no air conditioning. It has nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And now the roof leaks. That's a project.
And so her stuff is, I mean, maybe they could use the funds to do that roof.
Yep.
Sure.
If they can't meet this one.
Mm-hmm.
At least they'd be able to use the money.
I mean, that's a perfect opportunity. It just happened to come up here very recently. Yes. I just heard that recently. Mm-hmm. That Black Dog Vintage was having to leave. And,
I know. And I just think that's really sad that they have to leave because the roof can't get fixed. And she spent money on her advertising and her signage and everything else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They could probably get a quote pretty quick if they need it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So maybe they could just do that small project. And
if this falls through, we'll know.
And then that would give them an opportunity to put somebody else in, maybe offer it back to Little Black Dog. But if not, somebody else maybe could go in there. I don't know if they would, but somebody else could go in there, and then they could still have some income coming in from the museum from what small rent they must charge for that.
Yeah.
They can't charge much.
I don't know.
I don't even know why anyone would pay much.
Owns the building.
Yeah.
And
they own the building in front.
Too. Is the museum, is it a nonprofit that actually owns it, or? How is that? What's the structure of the
kind it's of historic?
I'm not sure the buildings are owned by that, and I believe it is a nonprofit.
Is it?
It would be a for profit organization, I don't think. They got for rent the one building down the road. Maybe
they have like a little cottage they have rent out for $1,500 a month for someone to live in.
Yeah, they've got the big country store, they've got the one next door. They've got Three Daisies. That's all part of it.
I mean, they
built that great big new building, and they never should have done it. It just put them financially in deep doo-doo.
Yeah, so no matter what they bring in, they just never, between paying for, what they have, just one employee? Is Jennifer the only actual paid employee?
I think they've got two or three. They've got one that left the organization. I don't know what the structure is now, but.
Oh yeah, she left.
So between paying wages and then they don't have money. And although I know they must charge the schools something for
field trips,
their days out there at the farm.
We're getting those going again, but I don't know if they're. I mean, because I don't know that.
She told me last year they were completely booked.
Yeah, they're booked
last year. Last year they were completely booked.
They book every year full.
Yeah, and I'm sure they charge the school something.
I would hope.
So
yeah, per head or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
But then they're buying, you know, candle wax and all kinds of stuff to do the demonstrations too. And, yeah, you know, sure. So there's a lot. I don't know if that's where you were going with this, but my mind goes to, if they just sold off one building, they could really fund a lot of the projects that they need to take care of.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know if they have a board, but maybe they don't.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, so that seems like a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, why are you going to sell a building? Redo all your roofs, have a little bit of a huge contingency fund and,
And there's no specifications over what the roofing material needs to be or what's allowed or not allowed, if composition is allowed or.
I think that's what is just standard, and we were going out on a limb relative to the cedar product, something synthetic. But, and it was kind of more experimental the way.
Yeah, but it had cedar at one point. So they were.
Well, yeah, they were going with something.
They were going with something that it had historically, but it's a special kind of material that lasts forever.
Yeah, it's synthetic that'll last. And that's why we were thinking, well, let's look at it. Let's see how it does. And
yeah, well, that's the $80,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, more expensive. So.
Yeah,
but if it would last forever, that isn't really historically accurate, is it?
We want it to fall apart.
To say that they were going for something historical, like it had had before, and it would last forever. Those don't go together.
Well, it looks the same. How's that?
It looks the same. Yeah.
See, it can last a long time.
It's appearance.
It was a pioneering effort.
Oh dear. Okay. Are we anything else, guys? Then we will adjourn the meeting at 45.
Thank you.